Hello, women of power and spirit. Today we're going to talk about forgiveness, and I want to share with you an excerpt from my book, Sacred Feminine Awakening, Wisdom from Mary Magdalene on Healing the Self. It is some of the most profound information I've ever received or read about what true forgiveness is about and how it happens. So here's what she says. Forgiveness is the natural outcome of an epiphany of both mind and heart. Here are the four steps of forgiveness that are required. Number one, forgive yourself for the choices you have made that have harmed you. Number two, forgive others that have harmed you. Number three, forgive yourself for harming others. And four, forgive yourself for any pleasure you derived in the harming of yourself or another. When you forgive yourself for your fears that kept you from feeling and acting in divine love. You forgive yourself for the ways you cut yourself off from love and the ways in which you did not accept yourself fully. To forgive, open your heart to love. Whether earthly or divine, your heart must be open for true forgiveness to take place. Where there is love, God is present. So do not be concerned about whether or not you immediately feel divine or godly love. Earthly love will take you to divine love. Only when your heart is filled with love can you recognize the frailty of human existence and truly forgive yourself and others for these natural weaknesses. We may strive to live in godly awareness at all times, but our human nature often prevails, and therefore, in healing, we are called to be as gentle and loving with ourselves and each other as God, or you might prefer to say the divine, is with us. To see in another that any choice a person has made, given the same set of circumstances, is a choice you would have made, gives cause for compassion. When you acknowledge that you have harmed others in much the same way that others have harmed you, your only freedom is through compassion. Perhaps the most difficult aspect of forgiveness is the recognition that harming oneself or another can actually feel good. This can be difficult to understand when you are in great pain. In some way, the pain serves you. It can be as simple as a reminder to be more careful or to be aware of what your body will or will not accept. Such knowledge is a blessing and makes you wiser. Wisdom can be pleasurable. Extreme physical pain has been known to take a person into states of bliss and connection with divine awareness. Inflicting pain upon yourself can be a way in which you are attempting to ultimately create a better life and greater connection to God. It is necessary to forgive yourself for choosing such a painful path to experience divine grace and pleasure. Harming another is often accompanied by a state of righteousness that is pleasurable. There is a kind of pleasure that is derived from exercising power over another that is seductive. It is this kind of pleasure that needs to be forgiven. Some choices have an addictive quality. You feel compelled to repeat the action even though you know it is harmful to yourself or another. When this happens, you are substituting something else for God's love. What you are substituting brings you temporary pleasure, and so you need to forgive yourself for choosing the lesser pleasure over the greater blessing and pleasure of God's love. Forgiveness, at its essence, is compassion for human frailty. It is the willingness to love yourself and others as the divine loves you, and to discover the depth and limitless nature of that love. When you heal, begin by opening to love and then forgive in these four ways so that you become a pure vessel for God's healing grace. When you feel yourself release from the constraints around your mind and heart through this practice of forgiveness, you are ready to be restored in body, mind, heart, and spirit. For our purposes, women of power and spirit, you'll notice that Mary uses the word God, but she also, in experiencing her, has a tremendous love and respect for those of us that don't think of God as God, but as unlimited power, the mystery, consciousness, the unknowable, the divine. She doesn't have any agenda about how we think about God. I want you to know that. And I also want you to know that a fifth step came to me that wasn't in her original work written 2,000 years ago, but that is very much in her field of consciousness, and I want to share it with you. And the fifth step is to forgive others for their inability to forgive you. Isn't that a beautiful addition? So thank you for allowing me to share these beautiful steps with you and Mary Magdalene's wisdom about forgiveness. Again, this is wisdom that she wrote down and shared 2,000 years ago. And a couple of years ago, I was called upon to, I was called upon to bring those back, to bring them into writing once again for us to be able to have access to now. So you can grab a copy of my book if you'd like, Sacred Feminine Awakening, Wisdom from Mary Magdalene on Healing the Self. You can get that at my website, Sacred Feminine Awakening, our nonprofit website. And may I invite you to take something you would like to forgive, maybe starting with yourself, forgiving yourself for a choice you made that may have harmed you, maybe even just choosing to come into this very difficult life. Something that you would like to find greater compassion for within yourself, a choice you've made, and bring that to our next holding. All right, I'll see you there.